today on the Dental Experience Podcast.
Basically take it from a 3-minute process and take it to a 3-second process.
And we are calling it iPhone.
Well, I understand. I just want to ballpark the year since I don't have insurance.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
To take care of the problem of having too many people in our retail stores.
Say, hey, our dentist is amazing at Root Canal.
Cool. How cool is it to have Alexa in the office?
So I said, you do the business side, I'll do the clinical.
And we're there. We actually island hop.
When I came to Hawaii when I was 10 years old.
Hawaiian Airlines is super easy to jump from island to island, and it's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, because the lava just started erupting in that area.
Yeah, so we went up to the Mauna Loa Observatory area. We went off-roading a little bit.
And you could overlook Maui Island in the background. You could see Mauna Kea.
This is the Dental Experience Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Vett.
It's like heaven just to be on the beach in Hawaii. Altogether, there's no place like Hawaii.
Aloha and welcome to this special edition episode of the Dental Experience Podcast. I'm really excited. It's ADA week, so if you're not already in Hawaii, I'm sure you're boarding a plane or headed that way. And I've got a special guest on the show today with me, Ryan Hungate. He's an orthodontist. He practices regularly but volunteers, and it's really cool what he does because he spends a lot of time also with a really incredible product and company that we're going to chat about. But Ryan and I met in Hawaii at the AAPD earlier this year, so it's only appropriate that I have him on for this episode. So aloha and welcome.
Hey, aloha. Thanks for having me. Really excited.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have you too. We've got some really excited things planned for this episode because it's a bit different going into the ADA Hawaii, so I'm glad you get to be a part of it. I wanted to give you just a couple minutes to share your background. You're an orthodontist, but you're also an entrepreneur. And you do some really neat things in both. So if you want to kind of tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah. So orthodontist by training. I went to Indiana Dental School and then USC for my orthodontic training as well. So fight on. Prior to all of that, and then also, I guess, a co-founder of the company called Simplify. You might have heard of it before. We do some really cool stuff with a 24/7 web chat concierge. And then we've got some other really cool new products coming out that we'll talk about as well. The wild part about my background is I also worked for Apple. So worked out in Cupertino. It was a good time to be there. It was 2007. So the iPhone had just come out.
And we are calling it iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
While I was there, I worked directly under Ron Johnson, who was actually the SVP of retail. And I was tasked with an interesting project. So I was actually given the opportunity to take care of the problem of having too many people in our retail stores, which is a weird problem to have, right? So what they were saying was it was too intimidating for more people to walk in. So I said, okay, cool. Let's kick people out. And they were like, you're crazy. Let's not kick people out. And they're like, no. Once people spend $800, they probably don't have another $800 burning a hole in their pants. Right, so let's kick them out. Right. So what I had said is, let's start to triage people. So I started to, like, back in the day, obviously in 2007, we didn't have iPads. So I had to utilize a combination of walkie-talkies, and I call them limo signs, kind of like what the little pieces of paper you see a limo driver holding as you walk off the plane, and basically route people strategically to a person that they needed to talk to and knew the most about what they wanted to buy, and then actually found a threshold where I could walk them to the front of the store and with their receipt, and they would walk themselves out. Well, turns out it started to work. Stores started to empty out. People were happier, more people came in, and I got to deploy it throughout 300 stores worldwide. So that was pretty cool stuff. Made the hard decision, obviously, to go to dental school. So went to Indiana, thought, hey, you know what? Maybe we could apply some of these workflow thought processes to the archaic world of dental, right? So we had some pretty interesting things going on at the time because basically, I realized we had some amazing, cool equipment, like, 3D scanners. We had, lasers that cut teeth, but we really didn't have any amazing software that helped people run their practice. And that really didn't make too much sense to me. because basically we had a lot of money to spend, but we didn't have anything to spend it on, right? So that kind of was upsetting. So I started to create these little growth hacked pieces of software while in dental school, helping things out. And then after that, basically said, you know, okay, we'll try to do it at USC as well. Did it there. And finally, when I got to private practice, that's where it really took off, because I was able to kind of deploy these things, see more patients, work better, basically have a better workflow and make patients happier. And that's when a lot of my friends started to ask for the pieces of software, not only my friends in dental, but also in medical. So it's kind of that aha moment, right? So it was then that I actually joined forces with my cousin, Zach, who I said, okay, hey, look, they don't teach any of the business side of this in dental school. Sadly, they don't teach any of the, you know, business classes in there. So I said, you do the business side, I'll do the clinical and the strategic side of this. We'll team up and do it together. So it was really then that we applied to the top incubator in the world at the time. So we kind of wanted to vet it before we both pieced out of our jobs and said, you know what, if we get into this, we're going to definitely go all in. And sure as heck, we got in and came out of their bell of the ball and basically raised money. So we're a venture-backed business. I raised money from the likes of First Round Capital. You know, they were the first money in Uber, first money in Blue Apron. I'm sure the listeners have heard of those. And then also SoftTech Ventures, which is now known as Uncorked. They raised money for Eventbrite, Postmates, and Fitbit as well. And then finally, Felice's Ventures, which is like Flexport. If you look them up, they're going to be a $60 billion company, I'm pretty sure. Dollar Shave Club. So it's been a lot of fun. We've raised some money from some really cool people. And our company is about, at this point in time, about 70 employees big. So it's been pretty cool.
That's a wonderful story. And congratulations on the success. I know personally, having done startups myself and doing a lot of fundraising in the venture space, raising money is hard, especially from those guys. So you are, that's just exciting to hear your story. So congratulations on that, Ryan. Yeah, it's absolutely. I want to go back real quick and rewind to your Apple days. I believe they're still doing it, at least in the store near me, because I visit them often. I'm an Apple junkie. You mentioned just this idea of workflow and creating an experience for customers. And I think that's really important in the dental practice. So before we get too far into, you know, talking about what you do, which is really exciting. And I know you're going to share something new on here for the first time. So I'm excited for that. So everyone stay tuned to hear that. But I want to talk a little bit more about patient experience in the office briefly. What are some of your experiences in tying your time with Apple together and then tying your time in private practice that you might have implemented to make your office that much better for the patient that walked through and had to sit in your waiting room and then kind of go through the day at your office?
Yeah, so it was funny. So where Simplify kind of got its start was we were helping patients do more and doctors see more patients with their existing time. So we started off with the Apple Watch and really told doctors and their team, hey, this patient's sitting in the waiting room. They have an allergy to latex. The last time they were in was a couple weeks ago. And it was a pretty cool product, right? It actually changed a lot of people's lives with that. It's just a little bit tough to implement, you know, for the office, depending on the type of culture that you have. So really one of the things that we've focused on now, and really with the patient experience, what I noticed was basically it was hard for a patient to get a hold of my front desk, right? Meaning they were busy, right? They were talking to people on the phone. They were checking on insurance. They're working with patients in the back. The front desk is the most overworked position in the entire office, in my opinion, right? Just because you usually have only two people up there and they have to do everything, right? When it comes to billing, it's on them. They need to know how much to bill, check on insurances, make people happy, because everybody, the only place where people really get upset in the practice is in that front office, right? In the when they're first going back, maybe things are running a little bit behind. So really where Simplify looked is we were like, and what I really kind of realized is how do we get everything up front, right? How do we learn about this patient as much as possible, take a huge amount of relief off the front desk? Maybe they don't even have to pick up the phone to talk with the patient. And that's where we basically came up with Amplify. Yeah, so that's basically awesome. We started to say, let's do it all up front. Let's outsource this kind of stuff, you could say. And let's let the front desk do what they do best, and we'll take care of the rest.
I love it. And I love that you often use, when you describe Amplify, you call it a concierge style service. And I think that's just a great word to put back into the industry and just talking about the high level of quality that you provide. Let's real quickly, let's listen to a real life phone call, because you said the front desk does a lot of work and I know they're busy. And so we like to provide tips and tricks for the front desk. So let's listen to this phone call real quick and learn a little bit about how to have better phone skills. And then we'll get back into Amplify.
The call you are about to hear is a recording of an actual call that occurred between a real patient and a real practice. In some cases, the names or voices have been altered or changed to protect the identity of the caller.
Patient Dental, this is Michaela. How can I help you?
Do you do root canals?
Yes, we do.
Good. May I ask how much it would be without insurance?
We'll first have to get you in for an evaluation, and the fee will vary depending on the tooth.
I have a number. I know which one it is. I just want an approximate. I don't have insurance, so...
Well, after the root canal, you're going to need a crown and a build-up, so you're looking at close to $3,000.
Just a root canal?
Well, it depends on the tooth.
It's number 18.
Well, we have a $19 patient special to get you in for the initial exam and x-rays, because we won't do a root canal without seeing you first.
Well, I understand. I just want a ballpark figure since I don't have insurance. I just want to know approximately how much it is.
Between $1,200 and
$1,500. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was another amazing call from a somewhat dental savvy patient, or they had received an earlier opinion. They talk about tooth number 18. I have with me today Amol from Patient Prism, and I'm really excited that, first of all, they donated this call to us to listen to and diagnose and figure out how we can better handle situations like this that come in over the phone. What triggered this call in your system to make you want to address it today?
You know, at Patient Prism, really, our job is really, we created Patient Prism to understand, you know, barriers to patients making appointments, and our system that combines artificial intelligence and machine learning and some human coaches here in Tampa really identifies what happens in a conversation, especially when the conversation doesn't result in a booked appointment. So an alert went out an hour after this call came about and basically discussed what I'm about to tell you on, you know, visualize the problems for the doctor and saying, hey, you know, this is a call, a savvy patient, let's say a patient who needs a second opinion, who already knows their tooth number, which is amazing, and is looking for a root canal. So again, going back to the basics is how do we build trust and empathize with the patient? And when somebody needs a root canal, there is a distinct possibility that they might be in pain.
Right.
You know, usually, yeah. So you want to deal with that right away. Like, how are you in pain, sir? What can we do to help you? And build that trust. You know, ask for the patient's name. Ask if they're in discomfort. That's the first thing, right? And then now, don't go into one of their biggest fears is like, don't take your root. They want a root canal. Now you're telling them it cost them $3,000 to get right. A crown and a build up. It's not your job to diagnose what the patient needs. Mm-hmm. We don't know, right? We don't know. And so, really important. Now, patient's getting scared. They think the root canal is probably $1,000, but now it's going to be, oh my God, $3,000. Quoting prices constantly in this call, what made us flag this call, because at the end of the day, you know, the patient is looking for a root canal. They definitely need one. We diagnosed the patient. We didn't at all talk about the dentist himself, who has done, say, hey, our dentist is amazing at root canals. He's done thousands of them over the years. He's really good, and it's a pain-free procedure. You won't even know that you had one, and it's pretty amazing. Our patients are so happy, they won't even know that they had a root canal. That's important. So, you know, their anxiety needs to be brought down. Their fear needs to be brought down of cost by telling us that, hey, we have convenient financing options available. We have a discount plan available. So that conversation needs to be had. And at the end of the day, you know, you want to build rapport with the patient. You know, you want to say that, have you already had an appointment with the dentist? Do you have x-rays that you can look at? So you want to kind of start bringing it all together and really focusing it on their pain, their needs, and their concerns about cost, and not, again, diagnose this and telling them, by the way, there's a root canal, there's crown, there's a buildup.
Right.
Don't go into that.
Right, absolutely. I think you really did a good job explaining. They're in pain. I mean, they're calling because something's wrong, and they've already, most likely based on some of the information we got in the call, if you're being an active listener, you can realize that they probably have some sort of opinion already formed on the tooth based on maybe seeing someone else. So asking those questions to really get to know the patient is critical, and making sure that every phone call ends with a scheduled appointment. So I really appreciate you sharing this call with us, and I know our listeners always enjoy hearing from Patient Prism and some of the calls that you flagged and the insight that you give into helping create better experiences for patients on the phone. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan. This was good.
This call and its analysis is brought to you by Patient Prism. Learn more in the show notes at www.thedentalpodcast.com.
You know, Ryan, that it's always fun listening to those phone calls and just hearing tips and tricks from Amol there at Patient Prism. And as he describes, just ways in which we can all make sure our teams understand some easy tips to make their jobs easier and the patient's experience better.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You'd be so surprised on how tonality can actually have a huge effect on scheduling rates and all of those other things with the practice. I'm a true believer in all of that.
That's awesome. And speaking of scheduling rates, I think this is a perfect time to talk a little bit about Amplify. You've got a unique and innovative way to help schedule patients and make sure those appointments are confirmed and make sure that someone's available at all times, essentially, to tend to the patient's needs. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So Amplify is the thing that I believe is really going to be a standard of care in dentistry, and I believe even in on the medical side of things. And here's why, because basically what we realized is in today's age, people don't take care of making an appointment with you during your business hours, right? They do it on their time. Maybe it's during the lunch period. maybe it's 9:30 at night on a Saturday, right? And when I'm on my phone laying in bed and I'm making that appointment for my kid or myself, it's the hottest I'm ever going to be to make that appointment, right?
Absolutely.
I want to do it right there and then. And what's interesting is that doctors have kind of been beat over the head over the last, 10 years, telling them advertise, 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 social media, reputation management, all of these companies out there that are fantastic and are doing it really well. And guess what? It's working, right? Doctors are doing that. They're spending thousands of dollars a month. They're doing all this advertising.
Calls, yep.
Exactly. And the ultimate goal of most of these advertisements is to what? Get them to their website. And they get to the website. And obviously, a patient doesn't want to be there. Like, no offense to dental websites, but I still haven't found a really fun one that I like to go back to all the time just for,
that's true.
Just for giggles, right? It's not ESPN.com. And so when you get there, we found out the average time on a dental website is about 15 seconds. And you've got 15 seconds to convince them to call that big fat phone number in the top right corner of your website. And that's it.
Right.
Right. It's basically like praying and hoping that they do it right. That's a big leap of faith, right? And worst case scenario here, or maybe the most common scenario, is it is 9:30 at night. And even if I feel inspired to call that phone number, I'm screwed, right? I can't do anything about it. So then what happens? I go, okay, cool. I'll call them during work tomorrow. Well, guess what? Life happens, right? Everything gets in the way, and then 2 weeks goes by, and maybe I'm on a different dental website the next time. Maybe the ad word that, I convinced this person to click on isn't there the next time, and I go to somebody else's website. That hot moment is gone. It's dead. So these conversions is what everybody is lacking. Every single person out there is lacking it. So we said, you know what? Let's take care of that. We're going to create a 24/7 web chat concierge that we actually man with real human beings right here in the US, right? So basically, they're all dental trained as well. That's the other magic behind this. It's not some random person answering that doesn't have a clue what's going on. You know, you talked about, we listened to that phone call and, you have to be very specific on how you talk to a patient. You have to be very direct on how you talk to a patient. You know, we don't we don't ask questions that are going to lead to talking about the weather, because you don't want to do that. It's a waste of the patient's time. It's a waste of your time. You want to ask, hey, do you want to schedule an appointment, right? So we ask that. And our ultimate goal is to give them an amazing, empathetic experience, an amazing introduction to your practice, kind of give them a warm blanket, calm them down, and say, you've made an unbelievable choice by ending up on Dr. X's website. Congratulations, right? And now you're lucky enough to schedule this appointment. We schedule the appointment for them. They get moved to a really secure CRM that, you know, basically, you know, the practice is able to retrieve this referral and it's done. We're averaging 6 to 8 new patient appointments for our practices per month. And that's an average. It's funny. Some of these other practices out there, our biggest one, we send 150 new patients a month.
Wow.
So it can get really big, really fast. One thing that I wanted to note was that, you know, I talked a little bit about them coming in after hours. Actually, 40% of all of our chats happen after hours or on the weekends or during just non-business hours. So I always find it so funny that when people want to even call during the day, guess when that is? It's during the lunch period. And I can't tell you how many practices take their phones and put them on, you know, messaging services during the lunch hour.
Right.
Right.
So well, it's interesting. One in every three calls in the dental office is missed. And if you, during the daytime, that doesn't even include nighttime calls. So during the day, while your practice is open, one in every three calls is missed. And most practices I tell that statistic are like, no, that's not possible. And I tell them, how are you tracking it? And they're like, well, I haven't thought about that. And, you know, we have that conversation. But the reality is exactly what you're saying. Think of, I mean, six to eight new patients a month is what you're saying you can do. Mm-hmm. And if the average patient value, according to the ADA, is $600 a year, and their lifetime value is exponentially more than that, I mean, you're driving thousands and thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars, to the practice every month from simply providing a service in time where, well, it's a service that can be used anytime, but a lot of times when they're not worrying about the phone. And I think that the other interesting thing is that the human attention span right now is less than a goldfish. So the goldfish has an attention span of 9 seconds. The average human adult, not child, adult, has an attention span of 8 seconds. So you were mentioning that 15 seconds on a website is about all the more time they're going to spend. Well, what happens if they leave your website? They're going to your competitor and someone else just got that business. And so I think your solution with Amplify is you're providing a huge solution. I mean, that's a huge opportunity and a huge way to generate revenue that you're otherwise likely going to miss because your team is busy. And it's not a fault of your team. It's just another resource to make your team's life that much easier.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's really funny. You mentioned that 33% of the calls are missed. We've seen that exact statistic before, and I completely agree with that. And it's because the front desk is overworked, right? They're answering those insurance phone calls. They're answering phone calls for everybody else in the office. And it's really interesting that not only do we help people with new patients, right? But now our offices are actually putting on their websites, hey, enjoy our 24/7 concierge, right? We actually create this chat for you after you're a patient. So now these doctors are telling their patients, hey, you ever have a question for me? Chat in for your next appointment. Chat in. So now what happens is all those kind of existing patient phone calls that would bog down the front desk and probably keep them from answering the new patient phone calls, they go away, right? Or at least we start to reduce those. So now it frees the front desk up to get more new patients in and actually reduces the amount of missed phone calls. So it has a really cool positive feedback loop on the entire practice.
That's awesome. Well, I know you use some artificial intelligence and some robot friends, as I like to call it in our house. Otherwise, we trigger her name, Alexa. So I do want to cover that in just a minute. There's a phone call that I know you and I've listened to before. I want you to listen really carefully to this phone call. One of the people on this phone call is not human. And listen to the power of technology.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. What time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
It's amazing that the person calling to schedule the appointment, that patient, was actually a Google Assistant robot. I mean, it's just amazing the technology, isn't it, Ryan, that they have these days. And I know you're trying to leverage some of that intelligence and artificial intelligence into dental offices, into medical practices. And you've used Alexa. So I would love to hear a little bit about that. And once we're done with that, we're going to have a special guest from actually Hawaii share some fun things about Hawaii. And then Ryan and I will be back on to wrap it up, and he'll share new product features. But Ryan, go ahead and tell us a little bit about how you guys are leveraging Alexa in the offices.
Cool. Yeah, that phone call really blows my mind. It's really interesting. And then on top of that, another phone call that I've heard is where they are actually updating the hours for restaurants as well. So it's funny, like Google will now, if you think about it, be able to simultaneously call every restaurant in the United States all at the same time, update the hours for, say, holiday hours or anything else, or including dental offices, right? Imagine Google magically calling you on a Sunday or on a Monday and saying, hey, what are your hours going to be for the holiday? You say it, wow. It updates it on Google results, and you're done, right? And they can do that. Like, imagine that. They can call every single dental office simultaneously and do that. So that's pretty wild. So,
yeah, well, I own some coffee shop and wine bars, and I know when we have holiday hours and things like that, Google is a place that we often forget to update it. So that would make a huge difference for us. That's awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. They could even call and ask you what the special of the day is too as well. So it's going to be some really cool stuff that you see coming down the road. So yeah, you mentioned that we, excuse me, actually have an Alexa product. And I truly believe that the next revolution in technology is going to be voice. Because like we were talking about earlier, I think attention spans are reducing. So if I can actually say, you know, Alexa, do whatever, or I can say, hey, Google, do whatever, and it actually happens and manifests in the real world, that's a really big deal. I think it's an even bigger deal for doctors, because guess what? We have our hands covered with gloves all the time. Right. You know, if we've got them all, you know, nastied up and we need something done, usually what we have to do is we have to stop what we're doing, take off our gloves, go to a keyboard, type it in, pull up the right program, wait for it to load, all of that stuff, right? And then put our gloves back on to manifest exactly what we discovered, whether that be with x-rays or charting or just looking up past patient notes. All of that is done every single day. We spend, you know, probably 30, 40, 50% of our time entering stuff into a computer. That's a lot of time, if you think about it. Like, it really kind of bogs down our day, just entering notes, looking certain things up in a repetitive manner. Even if it's, you know, minutes at a time, maybe it takes me 3-4 minutes to do each task, that piles up really quickly. So we kind of took a look at that and thought, you know, what if we could take something that's commonly done almost on every single patient and get rid of it? Basically take it from a 3-minute process and take it to a 3-second process. Would that make a difference in the practice? And that's what we did. So we actually partnered with the number one radiology company in the business, Dexis. I'm sure most of your listeners have heard of them. They've been around for a while, and they're kind of the standard out there. So we partnered with them and we said, let's fix pulling up x-rays. So what we did is we created an amazing Alexa skill called Dex Voice, and it's the first HIPAA compliant Alexa skill, which is pretty cool because we don't ask for any patient information. So what we did is we did a kind of a cross-reference with your existing patient management system, whether that be, you know, EagleSoft, Open Dental, or Dentrix, the three big ones, really anything that works with the DEXIS software. And we said, we already know the patient that's in the chair, right? We know the person, we know that, you know, Bob Smith is sitting in the chair. Why do I have to say Bob's name now, right? I don't need to do that anymore. I can make generic commands. We can cross-reference that and it'll automatically pull things up. So it's pretty darn magical. So now I can say things like, Alexa, show the last bite wing of number 19. And instantly it pulls up the most recent bite wing of number 19 and throws it to the giant screen next to you for you to analyze. You didn't have to take off. It's pretty cool. It's a wild experience, not only for the doctor, but it's also an unbelievable experience for the patient. They're like, what just happened? You know, that's not supposed to be in a dental office. That's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be at my house and it's not there yet.
Right. So, and one of the things that we talk about a lot on this podcast is the idea of creating experiences worth sharing. And I think people think an idea worth sharing has to be expensive and elaborate. And I mean, while this is definitely elaborate, it's something so simple, but you know what? They're going to say it when they go back to work that afternoon. You'll never believe it. My dentist has Alexa and used it to pull up my, you know, they'll say x-rays or something, but I mean, it is absolutely incredible and it creates that incredible experience. I love the innovation that you have here with this technology.
Yeah. And we kind of take it to the next level too, because we thought, okay, cool. That kind of prevents the whole taking off the gloves thing, right? So, you know, it's funny. I always think doctors operate 20/20 hindsight. We will look at an x-ray, pull up the patient notes, put on our gloves, start to drill, and then we'll stop. And we'll think, what did that cavity look like again? And I have to stop what I'm doing, set down the drill, take off my gloves, and go look at it again. And then I'm kind of good to go. Well, now all you have to do is say, you don't even have to put down the drill. You say, you know, Alexa, show the last PA of number 9. Boom, it shows it, and you move on. So we started to look at those tasks, and we said, okay, what if we can take it to the next level? Let's take complicated tasks that we usually don't even accomplish because it's too many clicks or it's too complicated of a task. So I just don't do it. I kind of like hope and move on, or maybe I compensate with something else. So one of the things that we did is we gave you the ability to compare, meaning I could say, Alexa, compare the last two bite wings of number 19. And what it does is it not only pulls the most recent bite wing of number 19, but it also pulls the one previous. Now, what this is doing is it actually allows you to compare. So human beings are unbelievable at comparing and contrasting, right? We are terrible at just picking something out of a picture, like a Where's Waldo we're bad at. But we're able to put two pictures next to each other, and we're able to pick out the difference very nicely, right? Like kind of like the People magazine, one of these things doesn't belong kind of thing.
Right.
Right. So now, and then on top of that, really what I'm focusing on here is doctors are great at finding cavities. Guess who isn't? Patients. And when doctors are notorious for this, they'll be like, do you see the dark spot here? And the patient will nod their head. They don't see the dark spot. The doctor barely sees the dark spot. Remember when you first looked at an x-ray and they were like, find the cavity? And every single person in dental school missed them. Right. And by the end, you got really good at it. Well, the patient's at day one. Right. And you're expecting them to understand where that cavity is. So now when you're basically selling the patient, right, when you're actually talking to the patient and saying, hey, you have to spend $300 because of this dark spot, and they don't see the dark spot, and then they don't see the dark spot on their tooth because maybe it's like in the actual sulcus of the tooth, or it's actually just hidden. They don't understand that. And then they spend the $300 and they're mad about it. Well, now you can actually show them on the screen what's going on, and they're okay with paying for that.
I think that's an incredible example of patient education. And I think that's huge for case acceptance. We know this time and time again, you show them pictures of either what a procedure will look like or what will happen if a procedure doesn't happen, and all these different things. But I think showing their own x-ray side by side, and that's just incredible. It's just a great patient education technique to make sure that you drive your case acceptance and obviously create a neat experience if you can talk to Alexa to help with that.
Yeah. And it's funny that you bring up the patient acceptance side of things, because it not only does it increase their the last thing that we kind of added, we did two things. First, we also made it so you can do a full case presentation. And this is wild because with the compare side, we save you about 5 clicks, right? Now, with the actual case presentation, we're saving you about 25 clicks. And this is wild because normally, if you have like an intraoral camera or you have something like a carry view that's allowing you to actually see maybe some cracks or caries underneath different restorations, normally you show them by themselves. So these doctors have amazing pieces of technology, but they never really weave them together in a cool workflow. Well, now I can actually say, Alexa, show all of number 9. And that will show the PA of number 9. That will show the carry view of number 9. That will show the intraoral image of number 9. So it shows it all simultaneously in this beautiful case presentation that you usually only see in like a PowerPoint that you've taken, you know, 10 minutes to actually like compose on all that stuff. But basically what you're able to do is you're actually able to pull all of that stuff together instantaneously and show it all on your monitor. So talk about increasing patient acceptance. It's pretty wild stuff.
It's awesome how you're leveraging existing technology and coupling it with your innovative techniques and really making something awesome for every practice. I think it's fun for the doctors too and for the staff. Oh, yeah. I mean, how cool is it to have Alexa in the office and be able to use it? And I know HIPAA compliance has been a big issue and you touched on that. You've figured out a way to make sure that patient information is totally safe, which is excellent and important because I know that's been a barrier in the past to getting some of these listening type devices into the office. So I commend you on that innovation and development on that side of things.
Cool, thanks.
Let's take just a minute. I know we were both in Hawaii, I think it was in May of this year. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything awesome? We're about to hear from a guy that does tours all across the different islands, but I'd love to hear if you had any neat experiences. And then after we hear from James, we're going to come back and I can't wait for you to share what you are unveiling at ADA.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I had a really cool experience. We actually went to, they're called like the Lanikai pill boxes. And I don't know if you got to go do this, but it's not too bad. It's not too bad of a hike. It isn't an easy one. Everybody in Hawaii told me that's an easy hike. It is not that. But at the same time, I'll tell you what, the views were ridiculous. And they're called pill boxes. They're kind of like these military bunkers where you can go and you can kind of stand on top of them on this amazing view of kind of the other side of Hawaii. It's a quick drive there too. It's only like a 20 minute drive out there. So you can get out there, do the hike. It'll probably take you about an hour. I would recommend not doing it at sunset because if it gets dark, it's terrifying. I have video of myself saying this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. But at the same time, if I did it during the day, it was amazing. So I totally recommend it.
That's awesome. Well, I know when my wife and I were there, we actually island hopped. Hawaiian Airlines is super easy to jump from island to island, and it's relatively inexpensive for a round trip, and it takes 20, 30 minutes. So highly recommend it. You could even do it a day trip. I mean, they leave probably twice or three times an hour to every island. But we did on the Big Island, which is where the volcano was erupting. It was neat to be there, and we were able to get fairly close to the lava flow and see that. On that island, one of the cool things we did was we went up to what's the tallest mountain in the world. It's taller than Everest, but most of it's underwater.
Wow.
And so, you know, the actual elevation is only 12,000 feet above water, but we saw the sunrise on it. And I'll post on the show notes a picture. Everyone's like, oh, you photoshopped that. That's not real. No, it's a real picture. And the guy who did it, his name is James, and he is going to be on the show right now. So let's turn it over to James, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his company, Epic Tours. And I wanted to have him on because we really, truly did have an epic time seeing waterfalls and lava tubes and everything else. So we're going to listen to James, and then we're going to come back to Ryan and I and hear all about the new thing that simplifies unveiling. Aloha, and I want to welcome James from Epic Tours to the show today. Welcome, James.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ryan.
Of course. I'm really excited to have you on. It was just a couple months ago that my wife Jessica and I were out at the AAPD, another dental conference, and the conference was on Oahu, just like ADA is this week, but it's really easy to island hop. We went to Maui, and then we also went to the Big Island, and that's where we met James. And we just went to a normal website and tried to find cool tours to do. And I can tell you, I had no idea how awesome this tour was. James picked us up at our hotel with great service. And somehow, I mean, what time did you pick us up? At 3 in the morning or something like that?
3:30 a.m.
Yeah. Which for us East Coasters that had just landed, it actually worked out really well. But it was, you greeted us with a smile, and we started up a mountain. And do you want to tell us a little bit about the experience we went on and some of the other experiences you have?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so for this one, we went up to, what was it, Mauna Loa? Or was it Mauna Kea? I think we did Mauna Loa. There's two mountains to choose from, but we went up
to Mauna Loa. Whichever the bigger one is.
Well, there's a big one and there's a tall one. They're the bigger one.
It takes the one where Mars is. The Mars landing.
Mars training area. Yeah. Okay, at Mauna Loa. Yeah, yep. So we went up to the Mauna Loa Observatory area. We went off-roading a little bit. And, yeah, we did a sunrise up at maybe 12,000 feet. And on this rocky Mars landscape. And you could overlook Maui Island in the background. You could see Mauna Kea. The beautiful colors of the sunrise. And then before that, I guess we should get to that part. We did the stargazing. That's like the main thing for me.
Yeah. And I've included that picture on the show notes here. So you'll be able to see the picture, everyone that's listening. That picture is not Photoshopped. I mean, that picture actually happened. Those were the stars we saw. We were there. I mean, if for nothing else, the picture was worth it all because no one believes you it was real, but you actually see that. And the picture just captures a fraction of how beautiful the landscape is and the stars are up there. So we did stargazing first, and then we went up higher on the mountain.
Yeah, so for then the stargazing, we did that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, for the stargazing, so just so they can understand, I do long exposures with my camera. And so I switched my settings up, and I've got a nice lens for my Canon camera. And so that's how we could expose the stars in the night sky so that you can get the stars in the photo with you guys in it. So yeah, that's a little bit of the background of what we were doing.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I highly recommend that tour, but you do a lot of tours, and I think you do private tours on other islands as well, right?
Yeah. So the tour I've been doing a lot on the Big Island, I'll start with that one because I do this one probably 80% of the time. So I'll pick up at the resorts. We go over to waterfalls in Hilo. Sorry, I didn't offer this one to you, but we did.
Actually did the extended tour. I think you took us to some of those,
and then we waterfalls afterwards, right?
Yeah. And then we ate at some pancake place or something. That was the famous pancake place.
So I don't do as many sunrise ones right now because people are just having such a hard time getting up. So we do a sunset one where we go to the waterfalls, we go to a lava tube cave walking around there, we check out all the Hilo town, then we have dinner at a place called Wiki Fresh, and then we'll head up in the mountains and look for any lava that's flowing. So it's been flowing pretty well for the last few months. Did we go over to see the... We did, didn't we?
We did. We actually had an eruption that morning, and the CNN alert from the top of the mountain.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I'm really thinking, because we customized all that tour up. Like, we just went
We
for
did.
It.
We kind of winged it as we went. Yeah, because
The lava just started erupting in that area. So that, wow. Okay, so we took the drone up, too, from this area called Papaya Farms area. And right now, that area is already covered in lava. So where we are staying at, it's all gone. Yeah, the road we are on is covered with lava. I did one more tour the next day over there, and it's gone. I took photos, and then 6 hours later, the lava covered the road. So yeah, you
that's
came
crazy.
In a very wild time. Yeah, so that's why we customized it up, because you just never know what you can experience. So this isn't a cookie cutter type tour. We're gonna try to find the best places at the best time, and you had one of those trips. I'll have to pull up one of those drone photos. I think I sent one to you. But
I think we have a whole album, and that's one of the things you do is you provide an album of everything from that day.
Yeah. Right. That was amazing. Oh, what a special time that was, for sure. So you didn't miss out on anything, actually. You just did it.
We got lava, we got water, we got stars.
Yeah. All right. I was just thinking you did the ultimate stargazing. So we did the stargazing and then we did sunrise, but you guys did everything. So that's what I do now. Yeah. I just do that at sunset for the most part. Mm-hmm. And then, the other tour is I'll go over to a fly to Oahu and I like to do any type of custom private tours on all the other islands. So what I prefer doing is doing short hikes, or if you want to do a longer hike, we get to some secluded spots for sunset and watch the sunset over the mountains or overlooking the city from a distance. And then we have a picnic dinner up there and wait for the stars to come out and do some nice astrophotography shots. And then we'll go back down. So yeah, I do those on all the islands. So I'm pretty stoked about that one. It gets me off one island and I'm going to be expanding it to the mainland. I'm already been searching out, the Salt Lake City area. There's a bunch of dark sky areas there. So yeah, I'm having a blast doing this. This is what I love to do. I love going to beautiful spots and taking sunset photos and being out in nature at night when there's no one else around and doing stargazing photos for you. When I came to Hawaii when I was 10 years old, I went on trips and on these different tours, and it really just changed my life because this is what I do for a living now.
What a cool job.
I just love taking families out because I know that my family took me out when I was a kid and inspired me so much. So you just never know who I can inspire when I have my tours. So yeah, it's a pretty cool experience for me too.
Yeah, I love that, James. Well, James does awesome tours both on the Big Island and, as he was saying, he does some on Oahu, which is the island where the convention's happening this weekend. So be sure to contact James. James, how should they get in touch with you?
You can go to goepictours.com or reach out to me directly at 808-747-1211. You can call or text me. That's my personal phone number. Facebook and Instagram. It's at Epic Tours.
At Epic Tours on Instagram. I follow them. If you don't follow them, you should. It makes me miss Hawaii every day with the daily post. But it also is just absolutely stunning photography. And it's one of those things, like, when you follow Nat Geo or one of those, you don't always know, like, is it really real? But having been on these tours, you're like, wow, James is posting real pictures. So highly recommend it. Jessica and I had a great time. That's why I invited James to be on the show today. Wanted to share that experience with everyone else at ADA. Well, James, I will put your information in the show notes so people can get a hold of you and book in either a private tour on Oahu or one of the other islands and go to the Big Island. So looking forward to it, James. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
And now, back to the Dental Experience Podcast.
Well, I want to thank James for being on the show. He was gracious enough. Hawaii is 6 hours behind my time zone here, so trying to find a time to record that was hard, but we did it. So thanks, James, and I highly recommend his tours. As he said, he does them on all the different islands. It was truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience that we were blown away. It was worth every dollar. I thought it was a little pricey at first, but it ended up being worth every dollar. But anyway, now I'm really excited because Ryan is about to unveil some new things that he's showing this week from Simplify at ADA, and you all will be the first to hear about it, and you'll be able to see it if you're going to Hawaii, and if not, well, now you don't only have to feel bad that you're not going to Hawaii, but that you're not going to see what he's about to tell you. So, Ryan, go ahead and take it away.
Cool. Thanks. Well, I'm really excited to talk about this because I think it's going to be an actual game changer for every single practice out there. So in the theme of we have Amplify, Simplify is the company. We like to call this one Verify. And really, I think of it as the biggest problem with the practice we've already kind of solved, right? With Amplify, we're getting more new patients, which is really cool. But once they're in the practice, we look at the problems there. And I truly believe that the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems or biggest headaches for practice is insurance verifications. When you look at this, basically the only good solution that we have out there is maybe outsourcing, but financial coordinators will sit on the phone 20 to 30 minutes to verify benefits for patients, right? Absolutely. They do it 20 times a day. It's a crazy act that you can't believe that there's not technology for. Maybe some of these different insurance companies have portals that you can log into, but still there's multiple portals that you have to go to. It's not standardized. And sometimes the feedback that they actually give you is not good. It's not detailed enough that you actually need. I can't get it down to the code, which is really what I'm looking for. I don't know if they actually have seen other doctors. I don't know if they have a cleaning left for me, if they're a new patient. There's all of these ifs and ands that you have to call. And then you end up getting a fax, which is just irate that there's a fax machine. It's just crazy that it still exists. So we were sick of that and we solved the problem. So with Verify, we created a common area, a common interface that you can go on there. You can type in the patient's name, member ID, you can type in your NPI, you choose the insurance, and within 3 seconds, we return basically 27 pages that we then take and modify into a searchable thing of the exact verification of benefits for a patient, and it's standardized.
That is a total game changer.
It's pretty wild stuff. And basically, now you're able to look at this and you're able to say, okay, cool. I want to see what, you know, D's, you know, 1011 is reimbursed at, right? And normally you might look at the back of a card and you might say, okay, restorative is reimbursed at 80%. So, you know, just for math purposes, I'll, you know, go ahead and bill somebody $100, right? So they pay their $20 copay. I bill the insurance $80. 90 days later, that check comes back, right? And it's only 73. And you're like, well, what the hell just happened? Well, it turns out that specific code is only reimbursed at 73%. And now I'm stuck with sending a bill to the patient. And from a patient point of view, almost all of us have also received that weird bill from the doctor 90 days later where you're like, I thought I paid this. Why is there a bill for $7? Or really, it's more like $200, right? So then what does the patient never do? They never pay, right? They rip that bad boy up and they throw it right in the trash. So then you have to have a weird conversation when that patient comes back in, hopefully for that next appointment. Sometimes they never come back in because they're like, maybe if I never go back in, I'll never have to pay that extra bill, right? Exactly. So you lose a patient, which is even worse. So what's wild is now we can actually help the doctor bill exactly what they need to up front. You never ever have that moment where you're yelling up front to Susie or Paul saying, hey, can I actually do this crown on this patient? And Susie's on the phone saying, I don't know. Hold on. I'm on the hold with MetLife right now. Wait. So now the patient's pissed off. The doctor's pissed off. And maybe they even have to come back. Now we can return that information in 3 seconds, tell you exactly what to bill them, tell you exactly what they have left on their insurance plan, and you are done.
That's absolutely incredible. I mean, and if you think about it, probably one of the biggest underlying issues, if you look at any of the studies on people going to the dentist, pain is always up there. Cost is always up there, and honesty. Those usually trade spots for the top three spots and why people fear going to the dentist. But cost doesn't necessarily actually go to cost, I don't think. I think if you were to dissect that, it goes to exactly what you're saying. They don't want, even if it's a $7 bill, they don't want that $7 bill being sent to their house 90 days later because then it lowers the other element, trust, which is a common element that people have. So, I mean, you're solving collections issues for doctors. You're solving the time that the billing team spends on, you know, those horrible long phone calls with the insurance company. I mean, your Verify is truly changing the game of billing as a whole in the dental practice.
Yeah, it's... I tell you what, I think that I'll get a lot of love letters from financial coordinators because it's one of those things where if you don't have to sit on hold with those insurance companies anymore, or at least I can reduce those phone calls by about 70 or 80%, I think it'll really change, you know, practices' lives and patients' lives as well. So, on top of that, imagine this too. Now with Amplify, every single patient that comes in that we send you automatically has this built in, which is cool too. You don't even have to type in the information. We're already getting that information while we're chatting with the patient. They come with a verification of benefits and it's ready to go. So it's kind of fun. Yeah. So we're going to be able to start to automate a lot of this stuff. So, we do a quick integration with the system, depending on what you have. Basically, we're able to auto verify every single person either that, like that morning, and they just wake up to all the verification of benefits and they're done.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations on such a major advancement in the billing space. I think that's wonderful, and I can't wait to see people's reactions when they get to watch the demo or participate in that demo at ADA this year.
Yeah, stop by. You can. I think we're in booth. Yeah, 1920, and we'll have a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you're an orthodontist by training. You have Simplify, and you're a co-founder there. But you still do a lot of orthodontic work. Do you mind talking about that and just how you do it in the context and what you do? I think it's just really neat. And I would love our listeners to hear that you're not just an orthodontist, or you're not just a startup guy, but you do something really neat in giving back.
Yeah. So actually, when I do practice, I actually volunteer. So I see a couple hundred kids twice a month for free. And I actually do it out in Inglewood, California. So even though I'm based out of New York, it's actually where I live. Basically, I'll fly back to Inglewood, California, and at the Children's Dental Center there in Los Angeles, we'll see a couple hundred kids, and basically cleft palate cases, orthognathic surgery cases, kind of the stuff that they would never be able to afford otherwise. And just give them that treatment, give them the smile that they deserve, and, you know, get them started in the right direction. I'm a firm believer that the first thing that people, you know, kind of see on you when you walk up is your smile. And if you can kind of get a, you know, a kid or an adult on the right path, magic stuff happens on the other end. And it kind of comes back, you know, 1,000-fold. So, yeah, that's what we do.
Well, Ryan, that's awesome. I really appreciate, A, that you give back in that way and that you fly across the country to provide those services and really change people's lives and put a smile on their face in a way that they haven't been able to smile before. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing innovative things in the dental space as well. I think people are going to be more upset that they missed out on Verify than they missed out on Hawaii. So are there any other... Yeah, that's true. Are there any other closing thoughts? And then I would love for you to share how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, no, I really think that I just thank you for the opportunity about talking about all of this. It's really exciting on trying to make a difference in the dental community and really try to take us and not just make us, you know, tiptoe forward with technology that was, you know, out maybe 5 or 6 years ago and we're just now adopting it. But why not be pioneers, right? Why not set the standard for all of dental, medical, and then just really other industries as well? So that's what we're trying to do. And I think that, you know, with really amazing feedback from the dental community and our users, I think we can do some magic stuff. And that's what we're going to continue to do for all of our users and fans out there.
Absolutely. So how can people get in touch with you and Simplify?
Yeah, so I mean, they can always go to our website. It's simplify.co. Somebody out there has got the com. but simplify.co, that's spelled SIMPLIFEYE.co. Or they can just give us a call at 646-846-7467 and get a hold of us, and we can talk, chat about it. We even, of course, we have live chat on our website. You can chat with us there as well.
Awesome. And I will also have all that information in the show notes so people can contact you. But Ryan, I want to thank you for being on the show today. Safe travels out to Hawaii this week. Enjoy your time. Go do some cool tours. And I look forward to seeing you there.
Will do. All right. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Experience Podcast. For show notes, to ask a question, or for more information, visit www.thedentalpodcast.com. The ideas discussed during this episode are the opinions of the participants and do not serve as legal, financial, or clinical advice. Until next time, this is the Dental Experience Podcast.